With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
And Anthony, once again, you've been down to the Big Apple and experienced one of those sad moments.
Well, it's sad, but it's also inspiring. The Dimming the Lights for Marion Seldes, and a great Broadway actress in the Guinness Book of World Records for most consecutive performances without taking a vacation or being ill, when she did 1,700-some performances in Death Trap. But she was one of the great Broadway grand dames and had been a protege of Catherine Cornell, had toured with Catherine Cornell early in her career, even named her daughter Catherine. You know, and I did think that the tribute that NPR did to Marion was very lovely, definitive interpreter of the works of Edward Albee and Samuel Beckett. What a wonderful life and career. She was once asked if she hadn't been able to be an actress, what would she have done? And she said, grieve.
Now, she once gave advice to another actress.
Oh, to students. She taught at Juilliard, and was, I don't think this story is true, but it's so funny. Asked what was the essence of good acting, and Marion said, subtlety.
Subtlety.
Marion was not subtle. Was not subtle.
Well, the man who taught us how to say cola nut also passed away.
Jeffrey Holder. This is a cola nut. Yes. A great dancer, director, 6'7", had danced with the Alvin Ailey Company, had done House of Flowers, directed Timbuktu, great career, and I'd been down to see Cheetah Rivera's show at Birdland, and she, for her final number, wore a necktie that had belonged to him. He, as he was dying, gave neckties from his substantial collection away to his special friends. So goodbye as well to Jeffrey Holder.
Congratulations go out to our friends over at Shays Performing Arts Center, just announced record sales of subscriptions for this current run, 2014-2015.
I think more people attend Shays than actually the population of Buffalo or something like that. It's just crazy. It's huge, and it's number one in the country for most lucrative week, including the show we both saw on Tuesday, which opened. You can still see Joseph in the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and it will be the best grossing week for Joseph on its tour.
Well, it was Andrew Lloyd Webber, his first major hit. He wrote it when he was just 20 years old, and that seems to be the average age of most of the people on stage.
Most of the people on the stage, yes, and it is an immature type musical, most frequently seen at college campuses. Last time it was out and around, it also had one of those American Idol type. Wasn't Sam Harris's the Star Search winner, I think, and now it's Ace Young and his impressive abdominal muscles performing as Joseph.
And his real life spouse.
who was also a contestant on that show, I believe. Yes.
As the narrator.
Right.
And opening this Tuesday, right next door to Shays, is their little theater, the Smith Theater, announcing a play all about growing up Italian. Blood type, ragu. So if you have ragu spaghetti sauce flowing in your veins, or as in my case, you live with someone who does, this seems like a must-see. Opening on Tuesday.
Okay.
At Shea Smith. And then we crossed Main Street and went over to the African American Cultural Center, to the Paul Robeson Theater, and you and I both got to see Shake 'Em On Down.
We did. We saw Shake 'Em On Down, and we had a good time.
There are 18 different blues songs, all authentic, taken from the years about 1898 to, perhaps the early 50s. If you call yourself a fan of blues and haven't seen Shake 'Em On Down, you better hurry, because the final show is this Sunday and it's sold out. So you just have two opportunities, Friday, Saturday. Now, every once in a while, we recommend something from Theater of Youth, but you actually went?
I always go. I always go, and I request a ticket that says no children this row, although they're adorable, and it's the only talkbacks in town I can really tolerate. I love the questions that children ask after the shows, and there are always questions and answers for the kids, and they always have great questions. But this is Seussical, the big Broadway musical based on the stories of Dr. Seuss, and it is thoroughly adorable. And the Theater of Youth performs at the Allendale Theater, which is all by itself a gorgeous place to be. It's a silent movie house from the 19-teens.
Ooh, I have a talkback question.
Yes, yes.
Do we say Seussical the Musical or Seussical the Musical?
I bet that he would have liked that, Seussical the Musical. He would have preferred that over what we do say, which is Seussical the Musical.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.